By the mercy of the Lord, today was a very difficult parikram of Kamnevan. We completed that. First of all, we went to Ganthali village. In Ganthali village, Radha and Krishna were sitting one time together. The gopis. They tied up the upper cloth in a knot. The Radha and Krishna's upper cloth in a knot. And they started singing marriage songs. Radha just saw, what is this? Then she understood that she immediately got up and started to run, but she saw that her upper cloth was tied in a knot with Krishna's upper cloth. That's why it became the name Ganthali. Ganthali, Ganth means a knot. Before that, on the way, we also went to Gulalkund. In Gulalkund, Radha and Krishna, they used to perform their pastimes. Today also, at the time of Holi, that pond, there is a stream of red color coming through into this pond, and it becomes all, this pond becomes red. That is why this gulal, or the color used in Holi, it is known as Gulal Kund. Today also, Radha and Krishna perform their pastimes there. After that, there is one village, Bahej. Bahej is that place where Indra, on the Brajabasi, when he is giving showers, stream for showers on Brajabasi, then the Brajabasi, Behaya, they told him Behaya or shameless, they called him. That is why where Indra became embarrassed, where he was, that place, that's why it was known as Bahej, from the word Behaya or shameless. Then we went to Deeg. There is a very old, earlier it was known as Deeg Kapu, as it on the time of Krishna and the Baba and the Gopas, they used to stay there, that's why this name became as Deeg. They stayed there, Dera means staying. They were staying here for some days, that is why this place became known as Deeg. And further from Deeg, we went forward to Bhojanthali. Bhojanthali. Who spoke there? Is there a question? Vaishnava Maharaj. Sit Maharaj and Vaishnava Maharaj. Translation.
The 23rd day of our Brahmanic Prayer, today was still visible. We went to the main place of the Archivan. First, we took God's holy arm. God's holy had not. There, Radha and Krishna were to God. And they got his blood and started by Krishna to become us and Radha and Ashu together. It's like a marriage. And they began singing marriage songs. And Radhika saw what's going on, she saw it and tried to run, but her cloth was tied. Therefore, all God's holy arm, God's feet, not. Then on the road, because they didn't do this when Madam Buddha died and their cloth is tied. Well, now, of course, we drove past it on the side of the road and did not stop this year. There, as Radha Krishna is there, the place of Radha Krishna's activities, and there is holy pastimes. Therefore, even now, today, one day a year, at the time of holy, then the kund becomes automatically red. Therefore, known as Gulal Kund. Gulal is a red color. Then, next, we have John. When Indra sends rain to Krishna with Bhakti, then he is called here, and there he is shameless into the and he, in ancient times, it is called Vigapur. Why? Because when Nanda Baba was moving around for some days, they had to stay there. Yes. Therefore, from death, Vigapur then comes to the same deed. Then, for the time where Krishna Bala is born, it's not kind of the same much.
Amen. The temple of Lakshman, brother of Ram. There, you see that Lakshmiya, Krishna gave his son a good family to call Jesus. And he gave Lakshman these things. And Bharat and his son Bharat, he has peace. And Shatrughna and his son gave Shatrughna. Very important thing. Then, what are the things?
Guru and Vaishnava, performing our Bhajmal Parikrama. Today we went to Kamyavan. In the morning, first of all, we went to their place. That was Bhojan Kali. Hare Krishna Chandra himself will be Sakar. He used to raise the cows and in the afternoon time, they used to have their meals, afternoon midday meals. That's why this place known as Bhojanstali, we have seen that plates made of stone or the bowls made of stone are still present there. Maharaji is describing about these places that in this Kamyavan where all different desires are fulfilled. From Kam, the root word, this becomes Kamyavan. Kam means desire. All the types of the desires of jivas, to the highest desire that a jiva may have, that prem, that also he may desire and will be fulfilled. This is the speciality of Kamyavan, this place. he couldn't continue because he's coughing. One Maharaj was coughing, having some infection maybe.
कृष्णाय कृष्णदत्ताय तत्कर्ताय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हम लोग
श्री guidance of Gurudev performing a Bajmal Parikram. We went to Kamyavar. Just now we were hearing Kamya 1 means where Bhagavan Sri Krishna along he has fulfilled all his desires there. The main desire of his is that is Gopi's fame is his main desire which he wants to fulfill the aspiration. Whatever fame the Gopis have towards Krishna, that is the main desire. Kam means very beautiful or attractive, sweet, very sweetness. Where Bhagavan Sri Krishna has performed his sweeter than most sweet pastime and auspicious, very auspicious, the most pure pastime he has performed. That is why this place is known as Kamala. Under this Kamala, Gurudev. By going there, all desires are also fulfilled and even fame also you may desire and it will be fulfilled. Going there, by the desire of Kamyavan, you can go there and jiva's desires may be fulfilled. We also went to Bodham Sari, where Bhagavan Sri Krishna performing his visiting pastime along with his prakash. When he reached this place, there he is taking his kaleva breakfast, and there, sitting there, he used to have his meals. Now also, in very distinct form, you can feel, you can see the bowls on stone, made of stone. That place, it is still indicated that Bhagavan there performed his pastime. This place is his pastime place. That is why Bhagavan Sri Krishna went along with his tapas, performing his meal. He's taking meal. That time Bhamasu came there. That time? No. It was not like this. How you first, Gurudev is saying, he used to fight, he used to play with his friends, and then Bhamasur, he kidnapped all his cowherd boys and he kidnapped them in some cave. When Krishna saw, then he saw that his friends are missing, then he killed Bhamasur, and then when it took so much time to this, and now then they became so hungry because it had got so late, then they had their meal. Like this it was. After that, there you go. Krishna along with his friends he was playing, and it is described, the question is there, that this play, the game was that Akash, Krishna became Akash, and the Madhumangal became a minister, and some other Sakas became thieves, and some Sakas became those who are protecting the field. Some Sakas became some Sakas, as they became sheep. Now, playing this pastime, the sheep went in the field and they are eating in the field. Now, the owner of the field, they catch the sheep now, and they said that you have destroyed our field. That is why we have caught them. But the owner of those sheep said, no, you are thieves and you are simply stealing my sheep. I will take you to my king, and who is the king? Kanhaiya Krishna. Now they are catching them, they are playing like this. They brought these thieves, and now Krishna the king, they are putting this case that these thieves are taking away those who were thieves, no, I am not thieves, they are saying, these thieves were destroyed in those fields. And that is why we call these thieves thieves. Now, he is not able to understand, not able to give the judgment, oh, I am not a thief, I am the owner of this field. Krishna said to Madhu Mangal, oh, Madhu Mangal, you tell what punishment should be given to them. Madhu Mangal is saying, Kanhaiya, their punishment should be that they should give me laddu and belly full. This is their punishment. Give me a belly full of laddu. That time, all these thieves who were there, they said, that is why they have, these people have become king and minister. They just want to eat these laddus, no other. I mean, it's like they were joking with each other, like this when they were playing. Then, in that time, Gomasur, he took one sakar and kept on kidnapping them and capturing them in some cave. He is now wondering, Krishna, that how my sakas are missing one by one. Then he went searching around and seeing that one rakshas is taking his brain, and there is a very big cave, and he put a big heavy stone to stop the cave, to stop the gateway to cave. Now Krishna is following him, and now he caught this rakshas, and when he caught him, then he about to kill him. That time, this earth began to tremble. That time, Baladev Prabhu, with his foot, he is holding the planet stable, because his son is Shakti, main presiding deity. So, Baladev Prabhu there is still there, his foot mark is still there. That's why Bhagwan performed this pastime there, where we saw this Bhojan Sali, there is also one pond. It is said that, it is described that from there, sometimes Brahma Ji, sometimes he had taken the cows from there. There is this pond, Krishna Kund, which is there. That place is where Brahma, when he saw that Krishna, I have committed offense at Krishna's lotus feet, that stealing his cow and cowherd boys, first of all, Brahma, that place, he performed Braj Mandal from that very place. Why? Because this is Krishna's dham. If I perform parikram to this dham, holy place, then this offense, I will become liberated from this. It is heard that Brahma started his parikram from that place. So that place is very, very pure place, this Kameva. One second.
So the first place that we went to today was Bhojan Thali. So then Krishna returned to play in a national position. Then Krishna was made the king, Madhu Mangal was made chief minister. Some boys they remained in charge of different jobs in their life. Some boys made themselves pretend they were like sheep or goats. And some boys made themselves into a group of thieves. So have no plenty, the boys were trying to steal some other boys who were disguised as sheep. Then the other boys were fighting, and they could not break it down. They went to the king. And the king was Kanaya to Krishna. And he said, present your case. The boy said, we all discarded these sheep, came in our government, and we caught them. The other boy said, no, they are stealing our sheep. And Krishna said, I cannot work with that. Father Mandu will keep some decision. Then Father Mandu said, the decision is only for you to speak to any other. Just do my time. Then there was so much laughing and joking. That as they were playing, and some sheep were being beaten, there was one demon named Jomasaur. So Jomasaur was one Russia. I shall attempt to represent my life. Because my life, they never believe that Bhagavan should have any associates. Therefore, he thinks only there is Vikram Brahma, there is no Lakshmi, there is no nothing, there is no Gopi, there is no Vikram Brahma. Therefore, he was taking the boys one by one and stuffing them in one cave. And that cave is a little bit up the hill there. So we should understand where these boys have gone. My friends have been taken one by one. It's all this Jomar store. Therefore, then Krishna and Yomasaur began fighting. So as they were fighting, the whole earth was shaking. Then Sri Baladev, who is Adityasi Devadal, Sandini Shakti, or existence, by his foot, he placed his Lord has spent the earth, and the earth became steady by the footprint of Sri Balaram. Therefore, the steel today, the footprint of Sri Balaram is still there. Just like in the Mahabharata, when Sri Krishna went to kill Grandfather Bhishma, that time he was very angry, he was grumpy, and when he released Charitabhrami and he went to finish Bhishma, Arjuna grabbed Krishna by the waist and Krishna dragged him to 14 places. That time Krishna's become a mother that fell on the ground, otherwise the earth would be destroyed. So we went to that place of Kamyaman. Krishna's Kamyaman means the place where everyone's desires are fulfilled. Even those persons who desire to serve Krishna in the mood of the gopis. There also is the Kirtana, that court which is dry, also known as Krishna Kund. And also there's Vishnu. It's the path that is live where Krishna meets friends who slide up and down.
Then we went to Pichal Pahari and Krishna was grazing the cows along with his sakhas. He used to very beautiful slide is there. Very smooth part of our stone is there where the boys used to climb up and then slide down. 5,000 years back, it is still there. It is still as it was. And all the Sampradaya people, when they come on the Parikram, they go to this place and they also slide down this stone. Like this, they perform their playful pastimes. After that, Vrinda Devi, you went. When by the torture of the Mughals, the Muslims, when Radha Govind and Gopinath, Madan Mohandi or Radha Damodar, Radha Madhav, all these deities they were taking, when Maharaj, the Jaipur king, when he was taking all these deities, he, on the way, he first stopped at Radha Kund. He put his camp there. And where Govindevji was kept, where Gopinathji, where they were, Madan Mohanji, all the deities, where they were kept, that place is still there. The Prasibhu Vigra are still there, and the original deities have gone to Jaipur. And from there, you went, they came to Kamyavan. In Kamyavan, where Govindevji was there, Vrindaji, deity is also there. It's not famous as Govindevji temple, it's famous as Vrindaji. Why? Because that place when Maharaj, the king of Jaipur, when he is staying at, camping at this place with the deity, where Vrindaji's mandir is there today, Ravind Govindevji also stayed at that place. Where Gopinathji temple is there, where you went, near Sharan Pahadi, I think. There Gopinathji, Madan Mohanji inside is there. Maybe you did not go. Did you go? No. It is a little inside, a little farther away. So that time, he stayed some day, the deities. Then he collected all these deities again and went to Jaipur. The deities went, but Vrindaji did not go. Vrinda Devi stayed in Kamyavan. She stayed at the boundary of Kamyavan and they went to Jaipur, the deity. Krishna went, but Vrinda Devi's temple is still there. So Vrinda Devi decided to stay from Kamyavan. We have brought from Kamyavan to Vrindavan and you established that deity in our own temple in Rukshanathan. Then Kameshwar Mahadev we went there. Maharaj Yudhishthira and other Yaksha, they had dialogues. Who will speak about this? What is okay now? Absolutely. Okay, you speak. Again, he's inviting Rasana Prabhu. Translation. Namudar Maharaj.
After that, we went to Sri there at the time of Krishna, 5,000 years ago, Krishna Prasaka used to slide on a very shiny piece of stone. And even today, the indentation made by Krishna and his friends is still there. And all different particle parties from all four centers of Earth, even today, slide on that place in remembrance for that past time. We went to the temple of Vrindavan because it is disturbed by the Muslims. The main deities of Vrindavan, like Govinda, Sri Gopinath, Shivada Namana, Radhi Noah, Shivada Mata, all the main deities of Vrindavan were moved by Maharaj Manasingh to Jaipur. So on the way, the three main deities of Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, and Radha Mata Mona, on the way they stopped at Radhakund. And on the way to Jaipur, they stopped in Kamiyavan. Therefore, Kamiyavan is not so much famous for the temple of Govinda as it is famous for the establishment of the Vrindadevi temple. At different places where Manasri Maharaj stopped, in front of Yuhar, the representatives of those three deities, Govinda, Gopinath, and Madhav Mahan, have been established. We did not go to the temple of Madhav Mahan because time was short. Therefore, Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Jaipur, but Vrindadevi she did not leave. As she appeared in the mind of Madhav, she appeared in the mind of the devotees who were shouting out of Vrindavan, and do not take me outside of Vrindavan. There were those three main deities, Siddhartha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, and Radha Madhav Mohan went to Jaipur. And Guru Maharaj said, Vrindadevi was established there in Kamiyavan. And Guru said, by the inspiration of Vrindadevi, that he also established Vrindadevi in Sri Rupanath Koryamani.
We went to Kameshwar Mahadev, had darshan of Kameshwar Mahadev, and Kameshwar Mahadev, one Shankarji in all the holy places, there is also Shankarji. Maharaji sometimes he told at this place that Kameshwar Mahadev, that Mahadev who is fulfilling all our desires. What is our desire? We want, what do we want? Only one, our aim is that Radha Rani, Dasya is our, Dasya is only our service, this is our only desire. That is why we are always in the group of Radha Rani. This is our only desire. Our only one prayer is, aim is to achieve the service of Radha Rani. This desire, the Shankarji is fulfilling. And nearby also, there are very many pastimes performed here. We heard also that how by the Vaishnavas mouth, we heard that the five Pandavas for some days they stayed in this place. And they went to the forest and enjoyed. At the time of staying in the forest, that time, one time, the five Pandavas when they were staying there, Duryodhan all the time he is trying somehow to how to finish them. Somehow. One time, Duryodhan, in his home, Dvapara Rishi came. Duryodhan is serving him in so many ways. Dvapara, he becomes satisfied very easily. And also becomes angry very easily. When he was satisfied, then Dvapara wants to give some benediction. What benediction you can give? Duryodhan saying that way you have been merciful on me. Our brother, my brother is also living nearby in Kamiyavan. You please be merciful to them also. Please accept their services also. This give mercy give them. Duryodhan knew that Draupadi has one. Has one pot from the Surya Devta, the sun demigod. When she can feed, how many people will come to her? But after 3 weeks, then this is washed and kept, then this will not give any more food. And he knew what time she will finish her meal. That now when her meals are finished, then Duryodhan, he sent Dravasa to this place. When Dravasaji came, that time, Krishna Maharaj, so, along with 8,000 disciples, to the extension. He came along with 8,000 disciples. He go to Draupadi and ask, did she eat her food? Did she finish her meal? He asked, did you finish your meal? Yes. After feeding all of you, I also, everything is finished. Durvasa has brought along with this 60,000, I think he said, 60,000 disciples, and now how will we feed them? This is not Durvasa, this is Shankarji's incarnation. You can understand that our death is personified, has come. And Vishwara said, we will arrange everything. Just went take bath. When he went for taking bath, that time Draupadi, in a solitary place, the five pandas said, Krishna is always calling you Sakhi, friend. He will listen your prayers more quickly than our prayers. Then she started meditating and remembering Krishna, and she said, hey, Shastra, Upatita Pavan, O Dinabandhu, O Savior of the devotees, I am never worried about myself. I am all the time worried and serving your devotees. Today, your devotees are in a big trouble. You can only protect us now. That time Krishna in Dwaraka, now Rukmini has brought a plate full of things that he has to eat now. And then he heard this voice of Draupadi, and he just put this plate away and everything. What did you do? Eat your meal? No, my devotees are in trouble. Today I will have food, my meals in Sakhi's home. That time Krishna on a chariot faster than the wind, he traveled to this place in Kamevan. No, he cannot go on the chariot. He immediately, Gurudev says, not on the chariot. Krishna immediately reached this place. And Draupadi was meditating on Krishna, remembering him. That time Krishna knocked at the door of Panchali. Draupadi, when she heard this, she became astounded. How Krishna has come to this place? Whom she was remembering. When she opened the eyes, she saw that person is directly in front of him. She became so astonished. Krishna said, oh Draupadi, I have pushed away that plate which was served to me for my meals. I am very hungry. Please give me my meals. Oh Prabhu, this is what I have called you. You are embarrassing me. Your master has come with 50,000 disciples in the home. And now after taking my meals, I cannot feed everybody. That's why I called you. I don't know, he said. First give me something to eat. Then I will listen to your prayers. No, just bring this pot. At least let me see. Bhagavan is astonishing power, and there was one grain of rice stuck at the bottom of this pot. Bring one glass of water. If you just accept this one grain of rice and this glass of water, if I am satisfied by drinking this rice, he just burst as if he has eaten a belly full. All those saintly persons who are taking bath, as if their belly has become, they have eaten till their throat. They don't even have power to eat digestive pills, no place inside their stomach. What happened? They are wondering, how come our belly is so full? What have they eaten? Maybe they have accepted four kinds of prasad, looks like. Two, they are so full. Now, Neem Saint, he is standing in Shivaraj. Go and call the disciples. They are dead. You just dismiss it. Went with his club, when he came and he's calling from far away, the saintly persons, they are saying, oh, he's with his club, this side. Definitely, he's calling us for the meals, but we have eaten, we don't have place to even put digestive pills inside. We cannot eat any meals. If one, he will run at least, if you will face him, then he will hit us on the forehead, but he will be run. He will hit us with his club on the back, at least he will not die. So they started running from this place, and he is reaching that place and saying, empty place. Nobody is there. He understood that this is Krishna, some mystical power, some astonishing power that is manifested. Then the Panch Pandavas also, when they were residing in the exile, Duryodhan and Karna, etc., they were celebrating a festival, they want to insult them. Embarrassment. Indra saw Arjun is partial information of Indra. One, Sri Indra is saying that first they have sent them in exile. Now they are Krishna's devotees and they are also wanting to disturb them. Then he sent Chitrasen, the king of the Gandharv, to this place and go and protect them. And then they had a battle with Duryodhan, they bound him, and now they are taking him as prisoner to the heaven. Now Duryodhan started crying, "Help me, help me. They have bound me, they have caught me." When he started shouting like this, then Yudhishthira Maharaj, he said, he started wondering what is happening. Then he saw that, oh, Duryodhan as prisoner is being taken, Arjun, go and protect him. No, what he said to Bhim, Bhim is saying, he is always insulting us. And they have said, they are the cause for our exile. They have treated us in gambling, and now he is our enemy, and you are saying that you should have to protect him. They have tried to kill us in several ways. I cannot go. Then he said, oh, they are our enemies. Well, this is a matter of our family. When somebody will attack outside of our family, we are not five, we are 105 brothers. This fight between the brothers is an internal matter. Now somebody from outside is attacking us. Arjun, you go and protect Duryodhan and bring him back. Arjun came and he shot an arrow. All the Gandharvas were defeated and now he's going to fall down. But from his side, Arjun made a staircase of arrows in such a way that he rolled down, in such a way that he fell down at the Yudhishthira Maharaj's feet. And there was him flooding down the stairs. He fell down at Yudhishthira Maharaj's feet, and then he was freed. And there was him said, I will come if I will. I can give you any benediction if you will require. Okay, I will ask whatever I need. That time, this pastime was also performed there. When he came there, Gurudev Singh, they were freed, and he said, I will take revenge. This is a matter of great misfortune that Yudhishthira, we troubled him so much and he is protecting us. It was better to die, but to be saved by an enemy, that is much more insulting. So this you are telling about the dialogues of Yamaraj. You are told all different parts, and not that which I told you. So now Draupadi was feeling thirsty, and Yudhishthira Maharaj, he said to Nakul, they are feeling thirsty in the forest, and said, there is some water nearby. And he searching for water. Nakul, when he reached near a pond, that time he saw he's calling out loudly, "Beware, you can't drink this water." Who is speaking this? Like a bird, he's standing there. You can only my questions, then only I will be able to drink my water. No, I will drink anyway. He ignored him. When he drank this water, he fainted. Yudhishthira Maharaj, for a long time after waiting, then he went to Sahadev and Arjun, Bhim. All four, when they reached this place, they were told the same word, "Beware, that you can only drink this water by answering my question." But they tried to drink this water, all of them fainted anyway. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj saw that if he is gone, they have not come. As Yudhishthira Maharaj instructed, when again he wants to drink this water, again there is a bird standing there. First of all, you should answer my question. Otherwise, the condition of your four brothers, what they have achieved, you will also achieve that same condition. Yudhishthira means who is always stable in the war, who is very steady in the war. His brain is always steady in difficult conditions. Now he asked, you may ask, then he asked so many questions. Among four questions, there are four questions main. He asked one first question, Tapantha. What is the true path? they follow different paths. Then he answers that. There are not thousand parts in the Vedas. There is no saintly person who can create their own, they can create their own path. But actual path is, the dharma, path of dharma is very, very confidential. That path is what? Mahajanjana. Those paths on which the great saintly person have already traveled. Who is Mahajan? Then this saint, Dharmaraj, said, Yamaraj himself is saying to his messenger, Yamadut, he's saying, what path they have traveled, their path is proper. Afterwards, who have followed on these paths, like our Shad Goswami, our Guru Parampara, Guru Var, they are true Mahajan. What path they have shown, if somebody will follow, that is true. That is correct. The second question was, who is happy in this world? His answer was, that person who is not in debt. He has no debt. If you are indebted, you are always worried that how to get free of this debt. In the 11th canto, it is described that who is free from all these debts. It is described that in the world it is.
Don't go away.
Guru, you can become free of all the debts. Third question was, what is the proper dialogue? What is the proper speech? This world is like a pot. How the jivas, they are being boiled. They are burning in this by the heat of the sun, by the level of the climate changes, weather changes. They are being troubled in so many ways. So how a person forgets Bhagwan comes to this material world and how he is suffering from all the disturbances. This is. And his fourth question was, Kim Ashtarya, what is the biggest astonishment in this world? Then he replied, the biggest astonishment in this world is that I am seeing those who are younger to me, they have gone before me. But I have also seen that all of them have left this planet. I myself have burned them. But I myself am thinking, I will never die. I am eternal. I am always planning for my eternal happiness. This is the biggest astonishment in this world. That is why. And we know if we don't die, then how come we will perform bhajan to Bhagwan? We forget him. This is the most astonishment. Biggest astonishment in the world. That person always considers himself to be eternal. And he wants to enjoy the material world eternally. This is the biggest astonishment of the world. And they don't perform bhajan to Bhagwan. All these answers, any appropriate answers he got, and he said that from four these yakshas saying, one person you can bring back to life, whichever, which whom do you want? He said, once the four, this Nakul I want, alive. Nakul? Bhim, the biggest warrior, Arjun, also a biggest warrior, he is best archer in the world. He is another mother's son. I am Yudhishthira, he says. I am one son of my mother, Kunti. Now, my father had two wives. I want that the other wife of my father also should have one son. That is why you bring him back to life. Then, seeing his wonderful views, he became very happy and satisfied. And he said, okay, I'm very happy with your justice. I give life to all. They will all become alive. And they came back to life, all of them. Then he came back again. There, this pastime was also performed. There are also so many pastimes. Now Vaishnavas will describe for this one celebration. This is just closing.
So Srimad Rasananda Prabhupada has just told so many of the pastimes.
Electrical person, maybe that's to be shown.
Near Bhimamakunda and Dharmakunda, which we visited today, and he described pastimes pertaining to the Pandavas, the five Pandava brothers, when they were in exile. They used to come to this place, and there were a number of incidences which took place there. In this Bhimamakunda, when they were camping nearby there, one day, nearby, the very envious cousin brother of the Pandavas, Duryodhana, he wanted to embarrass the Pandavas. Therefore, he invited Durvada Rishi to come to his palace. And he fed Durvada Rishi very sumptuously. He gave him all kinds of very special preparations. And Durvada Rishi became very satisfied. So he requested Duryodhana to ask him for some favors and benedictions. And then Duryodhana, he said, oh, my dear cousin brother, Pandava, and Draupadi, they are residing nearby here at the Bhimamakunda. And I would wish that you would go there to that place and kindly accept meals from them also. But please go there in the latest part of the afternoon, in the third Brahmana of the afternoon. So actually, even Duryodhana had a scheme because he knew that Draupadi, she had a very special pot which was given to her by Sri Krishna. And this pot had this benediction. Whatever she would cook, that pot, it could feed any number of people, unlimited number of people could partake of that prasadam that she would cook. However, once that she would wash that pot and it would be finished, then no more persons could take anything. So it was like a magical, mystical pot. Now, so he wanted that Durvasa Rishi would go there in the latter part of the day because he knew that they would be finished with their meal and that Draupadi would have already washed that pot. So suddenly, on that day, Durvasa Rishi came there to that place. And, the Pandavas, they were very concerned that Durvasa Rishi, he should be able to accept his meal. But also, I forgot to mention that Duryodhana requested that Durvasa should go there with his 60,000 disciples. So not only he, who had a very huge appetite in the moment, also she would have to be the 60,000 disciples of Durvasa Muni. So when he came there, then the Pandavas were very concerned, and Draupadi especially, she was very shocked and frightened because she did not know what to do. So they requested that Durvasa Rishi should go and he should take a bath in Bhimamakunda. So he went there with all of his disciples. And in the meantime, Draupadi was thinking, oh, what to do? And in this helpless condition, she knew that she had no other choice, no other alternative. She began calling out, hey Krishna, because Draupadi has a very intimate, friendly relationship as Sakhi with Krishna. So she called out to Krishna, and actually, when Krishna hears the call of his beloved devotees, fall very quickly, immediately Krishna will come to rest the devil. So suddenly Krishna came there and he appeared in front of Draupadi. And he said, my dear Devi, I am very, very hungry. Please feed me. And she explained to Krishna the problem that Durvasa Rishi was waiting here, but she had nothing to feed him. And also, practically, she had nothing even to give to Krishna. But Krishna said, no, you should bring me that pot of yours. Just bring it here. Because she told him that it's already been washed and there's nothing left. So no, bring me the pot. So when she brought the pot to Sri Krishna, then Krishna examined the pot, and on the very outside of the pot, he found one tiny little piece of spinach, greasy vegetable, which was still sticking to the pot. So with his fingernail, he scraped off this little piece of spinach, and he put it into his mouth.
He said, right.
And then he requested from Draupadi some water to drink. Then he drank the water, and suddenly he felt completely.
Sorry, hold on.
Curled and yelling out, Durvasa, come now. Like Shiva, dear Maharaj is always telling us, come to the buses, Don't delay. So he was calling out like this, Durvasa Rishi. And now Durvasa Rishi, he became very frightened because he remembered, I made a big mistake before with Aparish Maharaj. I don't want to make the same mistake again. And suddenly he took off into the airways, flying into the airways with his 60,000 disciples. So in this way, the beings that came there, nowhere to go. So how Sri Krishna always answered the prayers of his beloved devotees. Another incident which took place was when so Duryodhana was camped nearby to the Pandavas. And when he was camping nearby to them, he was having a big party. And he was trying to embarrass all the Pandavas for a number of days. He was having feasting and celebration, and he was trying to embarrass all the Pandavas. So Indradev, who is the father of Arjuna, he didn't like this. He didn't like that they were trying to do such a dastardly deed against the Pandavas. So therefore, he sent his general of his army to the heavenly planet, Chitrasen. So Chitrasen came there with so many Gandharva army, and he came down and attacked the camp of Duryodhana. He defeated Duryodhana's entire army, and he defeated Duryodhana and captured him. And now he was taking Duryodhana up into the airplane. And Duryodhana was screaming and calling out that he was very frightened. Save me! So then Yudhishthira, seeing the predicament that Duryodhana was in, now he told that beam, you should go and you should help him. He is our brother. And beam said, what are you talking about? He's our enemy. He's trying to embarrass us. He's always getting us into difficult situations. I don't want to help him. And then Yudhishthira said, no. You have to understand that when we are sometimes amongst ourselves as brothers, we can quarrel amongst ourselves. But when there is any outside attacking party, then we are 105. All of us are all together as one. We must go and save our brother. So then he instructed them to go. And Arjuna, he knew what to do. So he instructed Arjuna, and Arjuna now began to fire arrows into the sky. And he built a stairway, and then he went up on the stairway.
He said, Indra has sent me here to protect you. Please leave him.
He fell right at the ground.
He rolled down the stairs.
Respectfully, received him very respectfully. And this was a very, very great embarrassment to Duryodhana. Even though he was being dealt with in such a heartful way, but Duryodhana, what is the nature of Duryodhana? His heart is like a piece of coal. If you try to wash a piece of coal, it will remain black. You continue to wash it for days on end, still it's black. So this way, Duryodhana, he went back to his kingdom, and now he became even more and more envious against them. Dharmakunda, yes. One day, Pandavas were in that area, and they were wandering in the forest, and they became very, very thirsty. So they wanted to find water. So Maharaj used your notice that off in the distance, some birds were coming down from the sky and landing on the land. So he understood that there must be water there. So he decided that he should set, first of all, beam day. No. Beam. Yes,
no.
That's beam. He set beam there. And so when beam day came there, he saw this pond of water, this kunda.
Huh?
Oh, immediately he wanted
because
to.
Because Dino was his strongest.
But there was a.
Dino was strongest. That's why he sent him first, thinking that he will get water.
And the yaksha was in the form
but he could
of
not
a storm,
bring water.
Of a hero, with a long leg and long beak. And the yaksha spoke to him and said, you should be very, very careful. Don't drink this water. And Bhim said, what are you? Who are you? Why are you telling me this? He said, first of all, before you drink, you have to reply to my question. You have to answer my question. And Bhim Singh completely ignored this word. He went and he drank some water from the kunda. Then he suddenly fell unconscious. So Yudhishthira was waiting for Bhim to come back and give them news where he could come and get water. So when Bhim didn't return, then he sent Arjuna. So now Arjuna went there and the same thing happened again. Arjuna saw the story asked Arjuna, yes, you must reply to my question. First, no drink. And Arjuna again ignored him. And again, he drank the water and he fell unconscious. And again, Yudhishthira was waiting. So then he sent one by one, Nakul, then Sahadev, and each brother, they did the same thing. They didn't listen to this bird on the side of the yaksha. They drank the water and fell unconscious. So now Yudhishthira was wondering what to do. All four brothers gone. So now he himself went there. When he arrived, he saw his brothers unconscious on the ground next to the lake. And then he saw this bird. And the bird also spoke to him. He said, I have questions you have to answer first. And if you answer these questions, then I will give you benediction. I will give you a benediction. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, very, very intelligent. He is Dharma Raj, actually. He is the son of Dharma. And actually, this stork, who was this bird in the form of a yaksha, was actually his father Yamaraj, who was coming to test him. But he didn't know it at that time. So, but because he's so intelligent, now this riddle, like riddles and questions were put to him. And so the first question that he asked him was, who is happy? But actually he asked him a group of four questions. There are a number of questions that Mahabharata, different groups, but usually we discuss these four main questions. Who is happy? What is the greatest wonder? What is life's real path? And what is newsworthy? So, when he asked him, who is happy? Who is the person that is actually happy? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj thought very carefully. And he said, that person who is never in any debt to anyone. He is not a debtor to anyone in this world. He also does not have to be in any foreign land. And also, very easily he can obtain his meals and very nice leafy vegetables and herbs and such. So that person, he is very happy. The meaning behind this is that, so the person who has no debts in this world, who is that person? It can only be a Krishna Bhakta, a person who has completely surrendered his life and soul at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Because why? As soon as anyone takes birth in this world, immediately they have to have so many debts. They have debts to their parents for giving them this physical body. They have debts to their relatives for helping to maintain them. They have debts to their forefathers also, who enabled them to come into this world. They have debts to the demigods who are supplying all the different facilities of the material nature. And in this way, so many different debts are accrued simply by taking birth in this world. And everyone has to try to pay those debts. Otherwise, they incur sinful reaction and bad karma, and again they have to take part in this world. But actually it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. That anyone who has taken full shelter of lotus feet of Supreme Personality of God and Sri Krishna, then that person is no longer a debtor to anyone, not forefather, not his parents, not the demigods, not the rishis, no one he is indebted to. He is completely free from all debt. And this is also stated by Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, where he says, He promises there to Arjuna at the very end of Gita. He says, give up all of the dharmas. Don't worry or don't fear about any of your responsibility to the mundane dharmas of this world. And ma ekam sharanam gaja. Simply surrender unto me alone. If you do this, I will free you from any kinds of reactions, sinful or pious reactions in this world. So do not fear. So in this way, Maharaj Yudhisthira, he correctly answers the question, who is captive in this world? And when he asked the question, what is life's real path, then he thought very deeply. And he said, Kargo Pratishtash Shutayo Patinam Parish Rasho Munir Munir Yasya Matam Nabindra Dharmasya Tatram Nihikam Kubaya Mahaj Kogain Vigasta Mamma. So he said there, in this material world, there are so many opinions. What is the path? What is the process by which we can attain our real benefit in life? There are so many different rishis and munis. They're great thinkers, great philosophers. They're trying to give so many different opinions like this. But actually none of them can give you the right course of action to take in this world. Therefore he says, Dharmasya Tatram, Dhitam Guhayam. It is very subtle thing. It is hidden within the deep core of the heart of the Mahajan, the great personalities of this universe, of which there are 12 Mahajans in this universe, mentioned by Yamaraj in the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So those great Mahajan personalities, only they know what is the actual path that everyone should follow in this world, and that is Bhagavad Dharma, the path of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, when he asked the question of what is the greatest wonder, Kimad Jarya. So, if we were to be asked, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? The most amazing, wonderful thing, Ascharya, in this world. It'd be very difficult for us to give this. But Maharaj Yudhisthira is so intelligent. So he says, Ahani, Ahani, Bhutani, Kaptashjiham, Yamalayam, Shesha, Stavram, Hinshanti, Kivan, Jarya, Kaptara. He says, day after day, everyone in this world is going towards the same destination. We see people are dying all around us. Our relatives are dying. They're already dying. Our friends are dying. And this material world is marking locus and place of death. But yet, Shesha, Stavram, Hinshanti, those who are still here, remaining here, left behind in this world, like all of us, we're all thinking that we're going to make a permanent situation, that we are not going to go there. So he says, what could be more incredibly wonderful than this? That the conditioned soul is so much an illusion that he sees all around him just as invisible. He doesn't even know at which moment he's going to die, but yet he lives his life, makes his plan, and he thinks that he's going to live for 100 years, 1,000 years, and he'll never die. Everyone is thinking like this. So Maharaj Yudhisthira said, yes, Jiva Acharya, the Kaspara, what could be a more wonderful, amazing thing than this? So that was the correct answer. And finally, what is newsworthy? Or in other words, what's the news? So every day, we see so many newspapers. We see so many news programs, CNN news, internet news, and everybody's trying to find out what is the news. But they're telling you all the little details that are happening in the material world, all the different news, mostly bad, just a little bit of so-called good news. But when Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked what is the news, he gave the absolute truth. He gave the absolute answer. And he said, the news is this. We are all jivas, all living entities in this material world, they're all inside of a very big frying pan. And they're all being fried. Yeah, like being in a big wok with a burning fire underneath it and being ladled around. In the pot of this material world. So he says that this material world is like a big frying pan, and all the jivas are fried in the material nature, and the stirring pot is the changing season, and the fire that's underneath them is their karmic activity, burning them, impious or impious activities. So this is the predicament of every single jiva soul in the material universe. So if someone asks you, what's the news? Just tell them, we're all being fried. So that was Yudhisthira Maharaj's answer. And time is the cook. So in this way, he answered all four questions and other questions as well. And now the yaksha became very satisfied. Oh, now you should ask me. You can ask me for any one of your brothers to again be brought back to life, and I will immediately do that. So the minister thought very carefully, and he said, I want Nakul. Nakul was the son, the oldest son of Patri, who was the co-wife of
his mother.
Patri, yes. So then, you know, then when he said that he wants Nakul to be brought back to life, then the yaksha asked him, why do you want Nakul? He's not your direct full brother, he's your half-brother. Huh? So why don't you want Bhim saved? Huh? Because he's your own brother and he's the strongest. Then Maharaj Yudhisthira said, I believe that the greatest dharma is to see all living beings equally, and to deal with all living beings with equality. Samoham. Just like Krishna, he sees all living beings equally. Samoham sarvabhuteshu namah priya. I don't see any difference between any living being. They're all my eternal parts and parcels. So someone who is on the path of pure Sanatana Dharma, they must also see all living beings as parts and parcels of Krishna and deal equally with all living beings personally. So therefore he says, I want that the cool he is the son, eldest son of Patri. And I want that because I'm living, so Kunti, she already has one son living. So if Patri also has her son, then this will be fair for her. This will be justice for her. And she will not have to see that she has no son.
Tamadharmeshu Vedeshu.
And he also revealed to Maharaj Yudhisthira, I am Maharaj, I am Kamala. So in this way, Maharaj Yudhisthira passed the death, and then he also brought all his other brothers back to life because he was so satisfied. So all these happenings occurred at Bhimakun and Dharmakun, where we went today by the mercy of Srila Gurudev.
और बहुत सी विनायक विश्लेषण के पांडव
There were so many other pastimes also performed by Draupadi and Pandavas. When all the Pandavas went to bring some water or some other things in the forest, then Draupadi was alone. The other tried to kidnap her, Draupadi, and he was running away with the chariot, on the chariot. And Arjun chased him and he brought him back. What we should do? We should kill him. And she said, no, he is your brother's husband. Your sister will become a widow. And Arjun, he made 5 shikas on his head and he left him. Insulting is as good as killing for a honorable person. So, now, all these pastimes are also performed there also. Draupadi, there were 5 Pandavas who were living for some days. One Yaksha, Bhim killed one Yaksha. Prakashasura, there was one Rakshas. Pastime was also performed here. And also, there is Vimla. There also, so many beautiful pastimes were performed there. Nearby, our Sampradaya, Prabodhana Saraswati Thakur's bhajan kutir is also there in Charan Pahari. In Luklukikon, near Luklukikon. Krishna would climb on that hill nearby. He played his flute and the stones melted. His footprints are clearly manifest in that place. And there are still signs of his soul. Is it? Yes, there are. He has put both footprints. One is with heel high up in the air, like that. I went to that place very earlier. I saw that there are very small, on very small pieces of stone, there are deer footmarks. So many disturbs. Really, I'm saying that people have taken in their homes, they have disappeared from these places. We went from these mountains, rather mountains, Trishul Pahari, we would climb. All these places are also there. So many pastime places are there more. Today, I told you that story also today. I'm sure you are very tired. You need rest, all of you. That is why we will disperse the assembly now. And just one piece and maybe somebody.
Shri Gurudev told that in Jaffar Jigar, when Pancha Pandavas and Draupadi were exiled,
you find super glue, I will make it for you. Find super glue.
The brother-in-law, Sujodhan,
you should find out.
He came and saw no one here, not in Draupadi.
Or if somebody has.
See her beauty.
Because he was 5,000 and 700. Now, 100 and 500 only
can't do so. You can't do so. What to do now? That is mentioned in scripture, Manikakshina Apamana Vishnupilla. If anyone is very honorable person, he is insulting. He is insulting if he is dead. So, the Bhima Arjun makes my speaker, he has a prayer. Make very happy and let him go. And he can very clearly absorb the duties. So, and he gets a family. Oh, your father is a great man. From there, he not only left his country. He went to the authority of Lord Shiva and wants to kill my Pandava, or Lord Shiva never gives his benediction. After that, he has shown that so many places, and Vimala Kunda, there are so many Dakshanya and is there. And other places, Prasad Kunda told, he has learned by the end of one big Kunda, named Lukunda Kunda. The Prabhupada was somebody in Bhajan there. And Bishop Devan told,
your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect.
So now, we will order to some questions, and tomorrow will be our topic, and tomorrow morning. Especially for Gopal Kavala, Namsavaya, Ratna Kunda, Ratna Vedi, and Narad Kunda.
When you bring
Hello. It doesn't work.